Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Basically, what's going on now is EPA is doing a review of all of the organophosphates, and they have taken a study released by a university that's a very controversial study and have used that study to claim some new risk factors are warranted in the risk assessment. Now, they convened a scientific advisory panel to review the study and the information around it, and the panel themselves told EPA that it was very unusual for EPA to be using studies that they were not even allowed the data. The researchers have denied EPA's access to the data, and the scientific advisory panel also pointed out to EPA that there were many flaws and questions within the study. So there's a lot of questions that are raised around this study, and that study was on a particular organophosphate, and EPA is moving forward with applying that new risk assessment to all organophosphates, not just the one that was in the study. And that's a very unusual move as well, and what that could do is that whenever they just put in this multiplier as a risk factor, it multiplies all the risk by whatever factor they put in, so that all of a sudden the risk is greatly inflated beyond imagination, and it would not be justified by 40 years of studies that have already been put in place under required good laboratory practices where EPA has the data.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Malathion has been a critical backbone for the boll weevil eradication program, and that boll weevil eradication program has successfully moved through most of the country and has greatly reduced our reliance on a lot of insecticide treatments because that it helped take out a pest that required a rapid and often disruption within that system. Now, if we were to lose that product, then it would jeopardize the completion of the boll weevil eradication program, and it would appear that the boll weevil would start its march back across the U.S. cotton belt, and that would be very devastating to the whole cotton industry because many of the products we used to rely on to control that boll weevil pest are no longer available for the producers to use to control it. It would really unravel major investments that have been put in place all across the country and would potentially totally undo the boll weevil eradication success right now throughout most of the country.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are trying to get information out to boll weevil foundations and grower groups so that they understand this because all of them have tremendous investment and all of them have a very large concern in the completion of the boll weevil eradication program.